Well, I don't know anyone with a broader reach of academic interests and knowledge than you. Is there anything you don't like to study?
Modern economic theory. It is so sterile. It's full of phony mathematics.
I agree. A lot of the math is just so restrictive. And
yeah,
so I guess it's supposed to intimidate you.
Definitely. And it's kind of a, not a module, but a, oh dear, a template. You have to follow a certain template in order to get an article published. And the template usually begins, let x equal a function of a1, b1, mm-hmm. or a superscript alpha subscript 1, and a superscript beta subscript 1. Well, you know the drill. It goes on like that. And when it starts out like that, you know, this person really is insecure, and he's putting up this front. And if I finally get to the point, it's not going to be much. There's an awful tendency for these people to focus on trivial matters where they can't get in hot water. You know, you've heard me say this before, but Thoreau hit it on the nail on the head when he said, most men lead lives of quiet desperation. And you could say that about women who become economists, too. And this is part of the present company accepted, of course. This is part of what makes modern economics so sterile. And there's a well-founded fear. And perhaps the fear is greater than the foundation, but they're both there. A fear that if you investigate the basic structure of the economy, you'll find things that are wrong. And once you do that, you'll offend the people who benefit from those things, who endow universities and think tanks that have great power and control the media, control the TV, control radio, and you run into problems.